Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, January 12, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber sitting here in front of our home computer today looking out on a beautiful but very cold wintry day. And our goal, as it is each weekday morning as we prepare these messages, is to encourage. Today's message is titled Spiritual Clutter. And listen to the powerful scripture verses Brooksine reads from Psalm 119, verse 37.
Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word.
Well, I just read a very sad story. Gordon Stewart, a man in England, died last week when he apparently became lost in the midst of the clutter in his home. According to the article, the compulsive hoarder is believed to have become disoriented inside the clutter and was unable to find his way out. Then he collapsed from dehydration. Apparently, the police crawled around the tunnel network until they uncovered his body. Now, I've heard of people keeping lots of stuff, but surely this takes the cake. I realize comparatively how neat and tidy we are at the Weber House. Consider forms of clutter in our own lives. Well, Brooksine enjoys volunteering at a local mission thrift shop in Mount Joy a couple of times a month, and while serving, manages to find some nice bargains as well. Then, several times a year, we load up the van and take bags of extras to the very same thrift shop and donate it for resale. I know some of it was what she brought home months earlier.
And that's sad, but it's also true. But what about spiritual clutter? The psalmist makes a powerful plea to God. He writes, "Turn my eyes away from worthless things." The King James Version uses the term vanity here. The Hebrew word also connotes useless or false, desolating, and is used figuratively for idolatry.
I wonder what worthless things the psalmist might have been referring to in his own life. In our time, I consider all the forms of worthless things that abound and potentially clutter and clog up our own lives, causing spiritual congestion. Some are an inevitable part of living in this world. Others we can willfully choose to turn away from. Thus, David's prayer is always appropriate.
Well, these are the obstacles that we believe are referred to in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 as, quote, everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, end quote, that we are to throw off.
Well, I began this message with an illustration about one who collected lots of stuff, way, way too much. And it cluttered his house and his life and eventually led to his death. Jesus warned about this kind of danger when he told the parable in Luke 12, verse 16, about the man who had an overabundance of crops. So he came up with the plan of tearing down his smaller barns and building larger ones. For us, it's the bigger closets, storage buildings, and so forth.
But our struggle may not be the clutter that comes from pursuit of things so much, but from the cluttered moments and hours within one day. May we seek to be good stewards of our time so that we are readily available for the Master's use. Let's make sure that modern technology remains a tool for our usage and does not enslave us for the time that it requires.
Well, we have the choice. Today, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. That's Hebrews 12, verse 2.
Let's all pray together. Father, because of our human nature, we're often drawn to activities and things that have no lasting or eternal value whatsoever. But we want to earnestly pursue those opportunities which help us to honor you and keep us grounded in the life you've instructed us to live. A half-hearted believer is torn between serving you and the world, so help us to be wholehearted in following you. Then we'll be more and more passionate about our walk with you, which will naturally turn our eyes away from worthless things. Thank you for preserving our lives, not only here, but for all eternity. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining us today. We are, again, Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. And this is the message we prepared for Monday, January 12th, 2009. We do have several photos up and a special announcement today. We're excited to share that we just began a new part-time interim role as pastor of a small country church about 10 miles from us, Discover Joy. And we've already been in the church two services and are enjoying our time there. We expect this period in our lives to last about a year, perhaps longer. We're excited, as I said. We miss certain aspects of pastoring and are enjoying it. We plan to continue with our chaplaincy work as well as our daily encouragement ministry over the internet. You'll probably find stories coming out of that experience. We have several pictures up of the church today and also some other photos you may find interesting, including a blessing today. I want to thank a regular listener to the series named John Butcher, who lives in our area, who I talked to just several weeks ago. And we found out that John attends the same church as a neighbor of ours, Marvin. And yesterday in church, John sent a loaf of bread home with Marvin to share with us. And I found out that John has an interesting ministry of preparing bread. Now, John is a widower. I believe he told me he's 82 years of age, who makes bread throughout the week, takes it to his church where people can pick it up and give donations for missions. Isn't it neat the various ways people serve the Lord? Well, blessings to you, John, today and your work for Christ. We also want today to point out we have a couple of recommended songs up. And one of them is a great song called Refiner's Fire that has a line in it about being pure before the Lord. And that's what we need to all experience, is a steadfast walk with Christ. Well, thanks for joining us today. May you continue to be encouraged in your walk with Christ and to be faithful.